the teleological suspension of the ethical or whatever, and sometimes you just need to be able to shout, "Oh, shut up, Kierkegaard, for heaven's sake!" Hence the dog. Some biographers use a small wooden ornament or a pot plant, but most prefer something you can get a good yap out of. Feedback, you see. Speaking of which, do I sense that you have an observation to make? Dirk, are you telling me that you spent all day following a total stranger? Absolutely, and I intend to do the same tomorrow. I shall be skulking near his front door, bright and early. Well, bright at least. No point in being early. He's an actor. You could get locked up for that. Occupational hazard, Kate. I'm being paid $5,000 a week. You have to be prepared to... But not to follow a total stranger. Whoever is employing me knows my methods. I am applying them. You don't know anything about the person who's employing you. On the contrary, I know a great deal. All right, what's his name? Frank. Frank what? No idea. Look, I don't know that his name is Frank. His or her name is nothing to do with it. The point is that they have a problem. The problem is serious, or they wouldn't be paying me a substantial amount of money to solve it. And the problem is ineffable, or they'd tell me what it is. Whoever it is knows who I am, where I am, and precisely how best to reach me. Or maybe the bank's just made an error. Hard to believe, I know, but, Kate, you think I'm talking nonsense, but I'm not. Listen. In the past, people would stare into the fire for hours when they wanted to think, or stare at the sea. The endless dancing shapes and patterns would reach far deeper into our minds than we could manage by reason and logic. You see, logic can only proceed from the premises and assumptions we already make, so we just drive round and round in little circles like little clockwork cars. We need dancing shapes to lift us and carry us, but they're harder to find these days. You can't stare into a radiator. You can't stare into the sea. Well, you can, but it's covered with plastic bottles and used condoms, so you just sit there getting cross. All we have to stare into is the white noise, the stuff we sometimes call information, but is really just a babble rising in the air. But without logic... Logic comes afterwards. That's how we retrace our steps. It's being wise after the event. But before the event, you have to be very silly. Ah, so that's what you're doing. Yes. Well, it solved one problem already. I've no idea how long it would have taken me to work out that the wretched dog was called Kierkegaard. It was only by the happiest of chances that my surveillance subject happened to pick out a biography of Kierkegaard, which I then discovered, when I checked it out myself, had been written by the man who subsequently threw himself off a crane with elastic round his legs. But the two cases had nothing to do with each other. Have I mentioned that I believe in the fundamental connectedness of all things? I think I have. Yes. Which is why...